It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report, ruralintelligence.com on the web, your 24-hour place to go to find out what's going on, what's coming up, and what's been going on in our area. And we bring in none other than Mark Williams.
Well, it's great to be back. And this week is going to be a really hectic week, Marshall. And I can't believe the number of galas and fundraisers that we can talk about. And some of them seem just to be absolutely great fun as well. So stand by. Let's kick off on Tuesday, May the 1st. It's May already. Oh my gosh. Up in Williamstown. Now, Williamstown is having a visit from an old professor, or an ex-professor, shall we put it that way. Louise Gluck will be back. She was a professor at Williams for 20 years, and in fact, everyone will know her because she is not just a Pulitzer Prize winner, but of course, she's the former Poet Laureate of the United States. She's going to be back at Williams College on Tuesday at the Adams Memorial Theater of the 62 Center for Theater and Dance. She'll be referencing some of her old works as well, but her most recent collection, which was called Faithful and Virtuous Night, was bound to be featured. It won the 2014 National Book Award for Poetry. So she's going to be there. I think it's going to be a popular event one way or another. I must admit, I do find poetry difficult, but when you've got somebody of this stature in town reading her own poetry, I think that's absolutely fantastic. So that's 7 o'clock, Tuesday, May the 1st, up in Williamstown at the Williams College Adams Memorial Theater of the 62 Center. And it might be worthwhile going online and making a reservation for this free event just in advance, because I suspect it's going to be pretty popular. But also on May the 1st, there's going to be another event at the Bardavan down in Poughkeepsie, which is going to be very popular indeed. Slightly the other end of the spectrum. We're going from the sublime to, is it the ridiculous? I don't know. This is going to be an evening with Tom Jones. Now, this is the Bardavan's 2018 gala. And yes, as the name suggests, it's going to feature the performance by the Grammy Award winning famous Welsh entertainer Tom Jones. I grew up with him. I always thought he was much older than me, and it turns out that he is much older than me, and it's amazing that he's still in a position to do this performing. I remember that in his younger days, it wasn't unusual. In fact, I think it was part of the fun of going to one of his concerts that female fans used to throw their underwear onto the stage when he performed. So actually, if you go to this event, don't be surprised if that happens on Tuesday. Some of those Bardavan crowds can be pretty wild. Anyway, he's going to be performing some of his top hits. It's not unusual. I mean, some of them were. It's not unusual. Kiss Delilah. That was What's New Pussycat? Anyway, I think that probably I'm remembering him back in the 70s and 80s. But nowadays, he's got a much, much bigger range. There have been a lot of recent albums which have been very successful indeed. So he's going to be putting on the show. And then afterwards, actually, attendees wander up the road to the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel for a casino night after party, which is going to be held at the hotel. Anyway, the whole evening kicks off at 7 p.m. I think it sounds like it's going to be absolutely wild. I think you'll all be riled up. Everyone will be riled up and have fun when they get to that casino after party, because Tom Jones is certainly somebody who will leave you, who is great fun to listen to. Now let's move on to Wednesday, May the 2nd. Actually just down the road, Annandale on Hudson at Bard College. Now this is slightly lower key. And in fact, it's very unusual. It's very unlikely that you're going to recognize this really famous comedian if you see him in the street. But the comedian H. John Benjamin will be actually at Bard College, and he'll be talking. He's really well known, but he's known as a voice actor and comedian. what's he best known for? He voiced characters like Sterling Archer in the animated sitcom Archer. He was Bob Belcher in the animated sitcom Bob's Burgers. He played Ben, the son of Dr. Katz, in Dr. Katz's Professional Therapist. So you may well pass him in the street and not realize that you actually have heard a lot of him. He's been in all sorts of other roles. Anyway, he's just written a book, and it's called Failure is an Option. And he's going to be talking about his failures. And of course, I think that will make us feel a bit better about our own failures one way or another. But anyway, it's all chronicled in his new memoir. It starts at Bard College at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 2nd. And I think it sounds like a really interesting evening, but slightly unusual to actually see an actor that you've heard on his voiceovers one way or another. But then let's move down to Friday, May the 4th, to Poughkeepsie, and to a really big event. We've not talked about this very much in the past, but it actually, if you are a lover of fashion and high fashion, then this is actually a tremendous event. On Friday, May the 4th, it's going to be the 32nd annual Silver Needle Runway, which is part of the Marist College. And every year, the Marist Fashion Program produces this enormous, large-scale fashion event. They have over 2,500 guests, including all sorts of industry professionals, and of course, the press are going to be there. And the idea of this is that it's going to be a fashion show that showcases the garments and the collections of Marist students who are about to graduate. And hopefully some of these will end up being the future fashion leaders in our region or even internationally. Anyway, as I say, it mainly focuses on the students presenting their senior theses. That's the right word. Anyway, these are judged. So they have a whole panel of fashion experts and luminaries with industry expertise. And if you're interested in that type of thing, this is really a great event to go to. As I say, it's been going on for 32. Well, this will be the 32nd. There are two shows. There's one at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and one at 7 o'clock in the evening. It is something, if check out the website, as I say, it will be, you can get there actually via Rural Intelligence. So click on our link. I think that's the quickest one to go. And you can book tickets for that. If that's the sort of thing you're interested in, fashion is, you know, your sort of, certainly forward fashion, very up-to-date fashion, that will be really a great fun event. Now, Friday, May the 4th, has a couple of other things going on, one of which I looked at and said, oh, I've just been there. The next one is in Litchfield at the Litchfield Distillery, and they are hosting a bourbon barbecue and bluegrass evening. As I say, I was at the Litchfield Distillery there last week. I got a quick tour, so I can heartily recommend going along and attending this event. And it's all to celebrate the kickoff to the Kentucky Derby, or Derby, as we might say. Anyway, the great thing about this, it's a tasting to benefit the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council. So, attendees will be sampling some of these handcrafted spirits, and it's amazing to see them actually bubbling away in the background when you go to visit the distillery. And then there is going to be food, as all sorts of specialties from the smoke and barrel barbecue, which sounds absolutely great to go along with some of these liquors that are being served. And then the music will be live bluegrass from the Zola Boys. And you certainly won't be able to sit around with that going on. So on top of all that, there's going to be a distillery tour, which I would really heartily recommend. I cannot believe how many barrels of liquor is stored there. It just is absolutely spectacular. And then, as always, there's going to be a silent auction. Anyway, it kicks off at 7 o'clock on Friday, May the 4th. And the nice thing, as I say, is it's all to support the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council. So good news for them. Now, talking about supporting people, also on Friday, May the 4th, a bit further north in Dalton, Massachusetts, the Stationery Factory is hosting Berkshire United Way, and they are holding a fiesta. This is going to be a really fun evening as well, because you get to dance the night away with the DJ BFG, who is really popular in the area. I've been to so many events with him. It's good fun. And, of course, this is on the eve of the Cinco de Mayo, so they are really laying it on thick, as it were. It's going to be, it's a benefit dance party for Berkshire United Way. There is a taco bar from Hot Harry's as well. There'll be games, pinatas. There's going to be a photo booth, all sorts of things. There's going to be plenty of room at the Stationery Factory because it's a big place, so there'd be lots of events. And if you want to support, you know, the United Way, this is a really lovely way of doing it. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening on Friday, May the 4th, but it's going to go on till late one way or another. Slightly quieter, but actually tremendous, a very amusing evening on Friday, May the 4th. And then also there's a follow-up on Saturday, May the 5th in Lenox this week at Shakespeare and Company's Bernstein Theatre. And it's going to be the location for a new show, Alison Larkin Live. Now, we've talked about Alison Larkin before on Robin Hood Radio, and we've also featured it in Rural Intelligence on a number of occasions. Alison, let me remind you, she is a local girl, and a lot of our listeners will know of her because she wrote an autobiographical one-woman show about being an adopted English woman who then came to America to find her birth parents in the Deep South. And I think it was quite a shock for her, having grown up sort of very middle class in England, and very proper in England, to find her Southern parents. Anyway, the show was a tremendous hit on both sides of the Atlantic. It's tremendous. She's also doing also of other events in our area. Well, now the Wham Theatre is presenting this, you know, lovely comedian. She is really a lovely person in a premiere of what really promises to be a tremendous follow-up funny new show to her original one-woman show. So check out the dates. That's Shakespeare and Company's Bernstein Theatre on Friday. Shows on Friday, May the 4th, and Saturday, May the 5th. So check that out. Again, you can get there directly at Shakespeare and Company's or Wham Theatre's websites, but you can get there through Rural Intelligence. And also starting on Friday, May the 5th, but running a bit longer through May the 13th in Torrington, the Warner Theatre is hosting a tremendous show. It's the Full Monty. I'm sure most people know the story. While spying on their wives at a girls' night out, a group of unemployed Northern English steel workers see how much their wives enjoy watching male strippers. And then they come up with steel workers come up with a bold way to make some quick cash. You can guess what it is. The musical was made into, actually it was based on a hit film. And then it was made into a musical, which was shown on Broadway as well as in London. They received 10 Tony Award nominations in the U.S., anyway, the whole show is filled with great tunes. The show number to watch out for is the highly anticipated closing number. I won't have any spoilers on that one. But it's great fun. It's all at the Warner Theatre in Torrington. As I say, it starts on Friday, May the 5th, but it runs for a week or so. So definitely check out all the times on that. That will be a really tremendous evening and busy evening. You're coming out of that show singing some songs one and another. Now, moving to Saturday, May the 5th. Actually, that let's go back to the Warner Theatre for a second. I think it starts on Saturday, May the 5th, but one way or another, So check out the dates correctly. I hope I haven't misled people. Saturday, May the 5th in Chatham, the Chatham Bookstore also has an event. The local author, John Michael Varese, is he's a literary historian who lives in Kinderhook. Anyway, he's going to be reading at the Chatham Bookstore and he's going to be answering questions about his first novel, which is called The Spirit Photographer. Apparently, it's about the Reconstruction era in the South. It's sort of replete with all sorts of interesting fugitive hunters, voodoo healers, and all sorts of dangers lurking in the swamp. So if you like mystery stories and you want to meet a local author, The Spirit Photographer is the book for you. He is talking at 5 o'clock at the Chatham Bookstore on Saturday, May the 5th there. So that's great fun. Another really busy evening on Saturday is in Pittsfield, because Hancock Shaker Village last year they had this tremendous series called Food for Thought, and it was so successful that bringing it back again this year, we talked about some of them. They are monthly dinners with an author, and what they do is they get a tremendous meal that's prepared by the chef Brian Alberg, then you have some wine, there's a glass or two of wine, and then they get an author talking about his new book. They had a really tremendous setup last year with some really great authors. Well, this month's dinner, starting off the season, is really going to be fascinating, and we can actually testify to this because it features the real estate developer. He's also a literary agent, and he's a philanthropist. And he's the man who founded the Omai International Arts Center. It's Francis Greenberger who's going to be the guest on Saturday. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. He is an absolutely fascinating man, because not only has he been this tremendous real estate developer, made a small fortune doing that, he then put it all back into the Omai International Arts Center in Ghent, New York, which is one of my favorite spots. And we'll come back to Omai in a minute because we've got some other events going there. And the lovely thing is that a few years ago, we actually interviewed him at Rural Intelligence. And it's got a fascinating story. So you can go back to Rural Intelligence if you want to get a bit of a heads up on this whole event. And you can check it out on the website. The story is still up on the website, so you may well find that worthwhile going to. Saturday, May the 5th, also has lots of events going on in Spencertown. Spencertown Academy Arts Center always has some great events, and Robert Frisch's International Jazz Ensemble will be there. It's going to be coming back, actually, and with what they're calling a jazz timeline. And what they're doing is they're having all sorts of elements of jazz history. There's blues, there's swing, there's bebop, there's something called straight ahead, which I don't know anything about, which would be interesting. Jazz rock, free jazz, contemporary jazz, all sorts of original compositions as well. So Spencertown Academy of Arts on Saturday, May the 5th, 7:30 in the evening is what's happening there. Oh, another important event in Hudson on Saturday, May the 5th, Hudson Hall. They are having their big fundraiser, the Proprietor's Ball. And I think this is a really lovely evening. Hudson Hall is going to be honoring that on Saturday, the really tremendous achievements of their founding executive director. A number of people listening will know him, Gary Shiro. He really was very substantially behind the founding and then the sort of the redevelopment of the Hudson Opera House into what is now Hudson Hall. They're calling it the Great Gary Gala. It's all to raise money for the Hudson Hall, which has been beautifully restored. Absolutely tremendous job. The catering's by Swoon Kitchen Bar, which is across the street. La Perche is also involved. And the great thing is that you know your contribution is going to go to a great cause one way or another. So it's going to be a big evening at Hudson Hall. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. If you want to get tickets, obviously, you can go directly to the Hudson Hall website, or you can go via Rural Intelligence. And then there's something happening in Annandale on Hudson, which I think also looks great at Bard College. It really looks pretty amazing. They're going to be hosting Susan Boccanera to give a talk, which is called My Life as an Artist. And it's a lecture performance, and it includes Anne Gridley with Frances McDormand and Lily Taylor. Which it looks pretty amazing. Anyway, it all started a few years ago. MoMA asked the artist Suzanne Boccanera to give a talk about her work. And she created a lecture performance that was part artist talk, part memoir. And then apparently it was just an amazingly gleeful, rambling cultural essay as well. And she put that all together, and it really was incredibly successful at MoMA. And then after that, she was asked to make two more presentations, one at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and then subsequently also at the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles. And she created two additional completely separate presentations. And the plan now at Bard is to put all three of them together, and they're going to be performed for, this is going to be the first time they're all performed together. And they're going to be performed by Anne Gridley, Frances McDormand, which seems to me amazing because she's just won for three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, of course, which is well known for Fargo as well. Lily Taylor, who was in American Crime, 6 Feet Under, and Mystic Pizza, they're going to be all involved in it. Apparently, they use text, they use videos. There's going to be music. There's going to be costumes. It all talks about Susan Boccanera's Texas upbringing and her life as an artist, and all sorts of scandals. Apparently, she also spent much of a teenage year in a plaster body cast. It sounds pretty amazing. Anyway. It sounds like a fantastic evening, and if they manage to get Frances McDormand there, I'm really impressed one way or another. That's on Saturday, May the 5th, at 7 o'clock in the evening there at Bard College. And again, you can get there via Rural Intelligence because it's negotiating people's websites is often difficult, but you can just click directly through from our link on ruralintelligence.com. There are a couple of other events on the Saturday, May the 5th and Sunday, May the 6th, which I think sound really interesting. The next one is at OMI. We talked about Francis Greenberger, the founder of OMA, only a few minutes ago. And here's a classic event that they're putting on at OMI, and it really is interesting. So it's called Wild Foods at Barboca. And this is put on by the Wyndham Local, and it presents a one-day interactive wild food event at the Craig Shillito Barbacola sculpture building, which is located in the architectural field number 2. So what happens is that if you attend this event, and it's both days, Saturday and Sunday, they're putting on things. But if you go on the Sunday, you go along and you get to touch and to smell and to taste all sorts of wild foods that can be foraged in the woods and the fields around OMI. And they apparently have local chefs who are coming in to cook them into dishes. Apparently, some of the foods included will be Japanese knotweed, spruce tips, ramps. Obviously, we're banging ramp season, I guess, now. Ostrich fern, fiddleheads, there's trout lily. Never had trout lily. I don't know what that is. Anyway, and it's all prepared by local chefs. And it goes on through the day on Sunday, May the 6th. Now, interestingly, on Saturday, May the 5th, the Wyndham Local is actually going to be hosting a guided forage walk to introduce the people who join them, the ramblers who join this event, introduce them to how to forage for all these wild edible plants in the region. So the tour is going to be led by a couple of local plant experts and who are going to be there. And you will learn how to identify and prepare these wild plants. And of course, the tour meets up at the Wyndham Local at 8 a.m. And you literally go out into local forests and woodlands for a tour. You get back, and the idea is that at lunch, they will produce some of this wild produce, as it were, and you'll also get to this is interesting as well. You get to sample some local beers and sodas made with wild local plants. So it's quite an interesting concept. That's on the Saturday, May the 5th. But on the Sunday, May the 6th, you actually go out to Omai to have a more bigger deal as well. Again, it's complicated, so you'll need to go onto the Omai website where it's all set out and join in the events. I think it'd be a great fun event. You can take the kids into the woods and get them all riled up to find lots of produce one way or another. And then lastly, on Sunday, May the 6th in Hudson, I did want to mention this because it's all to support the Hudson Area Library. The Salon concert violinist Emily Daggett-Smith, who's in the Chamber Orchestra of the Knights, is going to be joined by the pianist Tanya Grabillion, and they will be performing a really intimate recital of works by Janáček, Mozart, and Frank, and others. And it's all going to be in a private home. And the whole idea is it's to benefit the Hudson Area Library. It sounds a really lovely, intimate event, really relaxing at 4 o'clock on Sunday, May the 6th. And afterwards, you get a chance, obviously, to join in a reception and meet the violinist and the pianist as well, and meet the fellow supporters of the Hudson Area Library. So that really brings us to an end on that Sunday, May the 6th.
And that brings to an end. Wow, an incredible week here, Mark. We will speak to you next week.
And thank you very much, Marshall. It was great fun being back again. And my gosh, what an exhausting week we're going to have. Look forward to chatting with you next week.